Of all my moves in the past, one of the least regarded has been the deliberate purpose of my worship. Hear what the Spirit would say. Few have prepared their hearts to understand the glories of the heavenly realms of worship. Come, says the Spirit, come. For many have given themselves to my miracle-working power, and others have given themselves to my anointing of teachings, and still others to the pastoral gifts. But, oh, few have given themselves completely to the heavenly realms of my worship, which is a holy place with me that I have made provision for by my blood for every believer who desires to continually walk in my presence. Come, come, come. Enter into my presence, for in my presence is my glory, and in my glory is the fulfilling of all those things I have called you to be. In my presence, you will find in every situation joy beyond compare. When you face the impossible and worship me in the face of your adversary, you will always find me there. He holds as priceless the times when you come out and you get into his presence and then love him and love him and love him. Priceless times, priceless. Be strong and enjoy my presence, for I enjoy fellowshipping with you, says the Spirit of the Lord. In my presence, you will find joy. When you take the time to come, you will find that I am always here, says the Spirit of Grace. I am always willing to fellowship with you from this marvelous place under the wings of the Almighty. In my shadow, you will mount up with the wings of an eagle. I am your high tower. My presence is yours. My word is yours. My fellowship is yours. So come to me. Come up higher. For I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. In my presence, you feel the manifestation of love. For this is why there is joy in my presence. This is why there is power in my presence. This is why when you feel my presence, it is because I am manifesting myself in such a way that you know that I am available to do all things that I have promised you. Oh, come, come and taste and see that I am good. No man can give you what you can only find in my presence. You know the place of my love. You know the place of my presence. It is a place I enjoy with you as you settle into me and my love for you. There is nothing as favorable to me as being able to pour out who I am to you. As you are ministering to me and worshiping and handling my word in the lips of worship and spending those times in my presence, I am able to pour my love into the reservoir of the unlimited capacity of your born-again spirit. And that is the residency of the love that shortens the fight. Many do not understand that the added ingredient to win over emotions is my love that is being magnified in you, which sustains you and causes you to win. As I come again and again and again, because you come to me again and again and again, you will experience my heart for you in ways that will catapult you into peace and rest and believing. This is where you belong. My rest is your inheritance, and you are the resting place of my love, and my love is your resting place. The joy you behold in my love will transform you. The supreme pleasure I have in you will forever change you, and you will find your strength greatly heightened in my love. Remember this, your praise and worship accomplishes more than what you can see or what you can feel, because your praise and worship reaches and touches my very heart, says the Lord. What I do in your life when you praise me and you worship me is beyond description, for you see, it is a spiritual work. Let your heart be open with me. Let your soul engage itself in worshiping me, and envision the one who invites you in with arms open wide for you. Envision the one who loves you and gave the son he loved for you. Envision the one who says every moment of every day, you are loved, you are loved. The door of my heart is always open. Enter in.